In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. 2 weeks ago on Good Shepherd Sunday, I began my sermon by retelling the classic children's story, Are You My Mother?, about a baby bird in search of his lost mother. I'm wishing now that I had remembered 2 weeks ago that I would be preaching 2 weeks later on Mother's Day. I might have saved that story for today. Oh well. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in our lives, all the mothering figures in our lives. And thanks, Mom, for everything, including teaching me that story. Today at St. Luke's, we also celebrate our Family Worship Sunday with some of our youngest parishioners taking leadership roles in our liturgy this morning. It's a great occasion in our life together. And in a normal year, we would also have our children's choirs massed here singing their hearts out. We miss that this day, but we know that day will come again, and we hope before too long, and what a day it will be. On a children's, or on a family worship Sunday, rather, the sermon would also typically be a little shorter, maybe a little simpler, maybe a little easier for our youngest parishioners to wrap their heads around. And so while we don't have our children's choir, and I can't gather the kids at the foot of the chancel steps for that kind of a children's homily, I hope that today's sermon is something that a parishioner of any age can wrap their heads around. Because I think today's gospel, that reading from John chapter 15 that we just heard, today's gospel introduces us, I think, to one of the most important, also hard to wrap our heads around, maybe even hard to believe, but most essential truths in all of the Bible. Which is that in Christ, God has called us friends. Did you catch that in today's gospel? Jesus says to the disciples in the midst of their Last Supper together, just before he's arrested and tried and put to death, he says to his scared and frightened disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You are my friends if you do what I command you. You are no longer servants, for the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. I have called you friends." If you take away nothing else from this sermon, if you remember nothing else from this celebration of the Eucharist, I hope that you take away this idea that God, the creator of all things, the Alpha and the Omega, that God desires friendship with you. It's not an idea most of us are raised with. Most of us, I think, were taught to respect God, like we might respect our parents, and that's a good thing. Some of us were even taught to fear God, like we might fear a strict teacher or a mean principal, or a hard coach. Some of us, perhaps those brought here by their mothers, though I don't know that to be true in this case, but some who may be in church on this Mother's Day may not even feel much of anything toward God, not much fear or respect, more indifference. And all that's okay. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, whether you even think you're on a spiritual journey, you're welcome here. And we're glad you're here. But wherever we are, however we've been raised, whatever image of God we have swirling around in our minds, whoever we are, God called us friends. And God longs for us to deepen that friendship, to grow in that relationship with God. It's that simple, and it's that mind-bendingly amazing. I want you to take a minute, play along with me if you will. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think about the friends that you have in your life. I want you to picture them, maybe one or two or three of your best friends. Think about who they would be. What do they look like? What's the expression on their face? Can you hear their voice? How do you feel when you're with them? How does it feel to tell them the greatest news that you could possibly share? How does it feel to tell them something that makes you sad or scared? How grateful are you that they're in your lives? You can open your eyes now. Thanks for playing along. I hope that each of you had in your mind's eye at least one or two true friends. Maybe some of you even had your moms in your mind's eye as a true friend in your life. There is nothing in all the world so wonderful as a true friend. God is our truest friend. The invitation this day on this sixth Sunday of Eastertide is to really trust that and to grow in our friendship with God. In my experience, though, as a priest, sometimes people don't know what that means. How can I grow in a friendship with God? What does that even look like? And so I think it's helpful to think about those friends in your life, those people you pictured when you closed your eyes. How did that friendship start? How did that friendship grow? And as I've thought about that, as I thought about those friends in my life, I've come to believe that there's really three essential things about any friendship, whether that's with other people or with God. The first is that friendships require time. We need time together, time in one another's presence, time doing things, and times to just be with. But we need time together in order to be friends, in order for a friendship to grow and to develop. That is as true with people as it is with God. So if God is calling us to grow in friendship with Him this day, then it means we have to find ways and opportunities to spend time in His presence. Coming to church each Sunday, spending time each day in our prayers, spending time in the words of Scripture, coming to really believe and trust that Christ is our nearest companion in every moment of life, at school, at home, when we're playing, when we're studying, when we're at the store, when we're happy, when we're scared, whatever. Christ is our nearest companion. And we need to make time to pay attention to that, to remember that, to spend time with Him. The second thing that's true about friendship is that it enables honesty. I was thinking about some of my greatest friends, and what came to me is that those people are the people that I can be my real self with. They can know everything about me, even the parts of me that are maybe I'm not so proud of. They can truly know me and truly love me. The same is true with God. Jesus is telling this story on the Last Supper, during the Last Supper with His disciples, knowing exactly what's about to happen, which is that all 12 of them, not just Judas, but all 12 are about to betray Him, are about to let Him down. And He calls them friends anyway. He knows them perfectly, and He loves them truly. The same is true for us. God is that friend in our life who knows everything about us, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, no secrets are hid from. He knows us and loves us. Loves us in part because He knows how we can grow more and more in His image. Friendship enables honesty. So as we grow in our friendship with God, let's be honest with God in those prayers. Let's tell Him the things that make us happy. Let's tell Him the things that make us scared. Let's invite Him into every part of our life. And then the third thing that strikes me about friendship is that it makes us better. It calls forth from us love and sacrifice and generosity. It makes us brighter and happier and more loving. When you have a friend, you're not going to stay friends for long if you don't show up for one another, if you don't prioritize one another. Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friends, Jesus says. And the truth about friendship with God is that long before we ever called God friends, God called us friends. Long before we ever offered anything to God, long before we ever showed up for God, God showed up for us. The story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is that God, because God chose to, because God loves us so much, lived among us, taught us about God, performed miracles to show us the power of God, fed us with the love of God, and went all the way into the scariest parts of life, even all the way to the death that we're all scared of, to show us that nothing, nothing, not even death, could separate us from God's love. God has done all that for us and calls us to grow in our friendship so that we can take our lives and the gifts that God has given us and offer them for God's service in the world, to love one another as he has loved us. Jesus says, "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Friendship is God's gift to us to bring joy into the world, to flood the world with the brightness of love. God gives us this gift, friendship with one another and friendship with God, so that we would know true and lasting joy. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.